Steve Walker, with Dinsdale Landon as Sidney and Dennis Hawthorne as Pope Gregory.
Cardinal Nicobandi, are you not the Cardinal Nicobandi?
I think so.
I must talk to you.
I am very busy just now. Perhaps another time.
You don't understand. It's urgent. It's important. He's after me.
Who?
Him. Him, you know.
Ah, him.
Yes.
Sister, take this gentleman outside and give him a plate of spaghetti.
Look. This beard, I'm wearing. It's false.
I would never have guessed.
I'm Sidney Colley Weston. See? Me, Sidney Colley Weston.
Do I know you?
No, we've not quite met. No, I'm the Pope's brother.
Quite all right, sister. I'll deal with this matter, thank you. Come, I know a more private place.
My brother said, he said once that if there was a crisis, I should seek you out, Cardinal Nicopandi. He said, as a heart, as big as the rest of him, he said you were the most incorruptible man in the world. but it's true, though, isn't it?
Here we are.
In there? A confessing box. Not me, oh, darling.
Do please hurry, man.
All right.
Yes?
What?
You have some things to tell me.
Right. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's 47 years since my last confession. I'm sorry. Look, I've done terrible things. Of course, I've been a scoundrel all my life. But I'm not here about that. I'm here about what's happened here in Rome. I must fill you in. It's all pyjamas' fault. They call him pyjamas because he always wears the pyjamas. He lives behind the betting shop when he works, you see, and never bothers to change. If he hadn't told me about my brother, I would never have known. It's not that long ago that I found out that the Duke of Edinburgh is in the Scotsman. I mean, people were complaining about Margaret Thatcher for years, and I thought she was a singer. I only read the racing pages, you see.
Calm down now. Oh, yes, a good fellow.
Yes.
And not so loud.
All right. Do you think he's out there, listening? I'll start at the betting shop, shall I? Or shall I start with the chocolate or the murder? Oh, that was the worst. No, the betting shop, I think. Do you have a fuller picture that way, or you'll not follow any of it? Oh, I was waiting for the 2:30 from Uxeter when I popped a button. I'd put on a stone, you see, and it just flew off like a Crosby. So I was looking for it on the floor when Pajamas comes in and sticks a rolled newspaper up my bottom. Oh, Pajamas, you idiot! Help me find my button, will you?
Here you are, Governor.
Oh, since when I've been Governor to you, eh?
You lucky fat son.
Eh?
You got a result. Best you ever had.
The race hasn't started yet.
You don't look nothing like him.
Who?
What do you think? Bumstick, Aldenite, Sugar.
What?
Your brother. You was twins, didn't you?
Oh, my brother.
First English Pope in 468 years. Him, your brother. They made him Pope.
Oh, get away.
Straight up. There's his mugshot. Know your own brother, don't you?
Well, I haven't set eyes on him in over 30 years. What? What that? It's nothing like him. It's nothing like me, anyway. Good God. It is him. It really is. Gregory Colley Weston. I knew he'd joined up, but Pope. That's good going, isn't it?
Leader of the world's 900 million Catholics, comprising 18.4% of the world's population.
No! The wig on! If he's Pope, then what does that make me?
A jammy sod.
Well, it's a stroke. I'll be an archbishop or something, don't you think? I mean, he's holy. Well, I can't be far from it myself. I'm almost the same man, for God's sake.
How come he's the Pope, then, and you're that?
What?
Dad.
Oh, now, look here, I'm not such a nag. I'm a proper thoroughbred, you know. Well, was anyway in my younger days before I succumbed to all this.
No more worries now, though, eh? You can write your own check, Colley, mate. I mean, you've got something on him, haven't you? You must have, from way back, your own brother must have.
Well, yes, I don't know, but I bet you he'd be pleased to see me if I turn up. My Pope wouldn't be beastie to his own flesh and blood, despite my wasted life. Might even let me borrow a palace or something, full of nuns to do my bidding.
Jab on both sides of me from now on, old darling.
Don't you want to see if your Gigi's one?
I can get this.
Collie, send me some silk pyjamas, will you, eh? A yellow pair.
Rome. That is in Italy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just checking. I admit it. I hadn't the foggiest where Italy was, but I can't know everything, can I? Now, I've been abroad before, you see. I've never been anywhere if a horse wasn't involved, though I did consider emigrating after what they did to Lester Piggott. Had a passport, though, you know, well, just in case, I mean, especially after that doping business. Italy. Took the train, of course. You wouldn't get me up in a hairy plane. Oh, no fear. I'm telling you all this because I'm sure Greg would want me to tell you everything. I'm an idiot, you see. I don't know what's important.
Keep going with it, please. You have arrived in Rome.
Yes. I'm in Rome, and I've arrived. I'm in the Vatican looking up for some Peters with my guidebook in my hand. So I somehow found my way to an official looking bit, but get myself collared by one of those funny-looking Swiss guard chappies. Huge! He stood right in my way.
Come this way, and we shall see the spot where the Emperor Charlemagne was crowned by the Emperor Otto.
When was this exactly?
Excuse me, I'd like to see the Pope, please.
Excuse me, signore.
Tell him it's Sydney. He'll understand. Give him one hell of a shock, mind.
Mi dispiace, ma non lo capisco.
No, give up, man. Don't just stand there. Get on with it. Look, me, Sydney Colley Weston. Yes, Pope. Your Pope. He, Gregory Colley Weston. Mio bravero. Comprende?
You go away, please.
Look, I just want to see the Pope. It's not much to ask.
Perhaps I can be of some assistance.
Thank you. I'm trying to explain to the general here. I'm Sidney Colley Weston, the Pope's brother, do you see? I just heard he got the job on Wednesday, and I came straight over. Oh, it's frightfully hot, isn't it?
Questo signore americano. Lui sta cercando su fratello c'è giochina spaghetti in un ristorante in Piazza Morgana, ma si è dimenticato il nome del ristorante.
Sì, là c'è un eccellente ristorante. Il baccalà è superbo. Non hai mai provato gli spaghetti?
He'll be awfully pleased to see me. He'll make it worth your while.
I tell you where to go, please. I give directions, okay?
Fobbed me off, didn't he? I ended up in a cake shop on the Via Veneto. Lovely cakes, mind you. I hope you're following this. Should I tell you about the murder now and get it out of the way?
Why don't you tell me how you met up with His Holiness?
Ah, yes, I can tell you that. They have these huge, great audiences every now and then in the morning to see the Pope. Thousands there, just like Derby Day. Every kind of nun, cripples, you name it. That's when I saw him. I was way at the back, and he was coming to the front, blessing people with his fingers.
Greg! Greg! Gregory! It's me!
They started dragging me off. Half a dozen bishops strangling me with my binoculars.
Look! Look at my face, man! Look at how I'm chained up, man!
Him away. Dozens of dark-suited bodies were between us. All I could see of him was one of his eyes. I don't know which one. Then someone gave me a God Almighty wallop. And at the same moment, Greg's eye wrinkled up in pain, just as if they'd hit him and not me. He knew who I was then. I saw him recognize me. One word from him, and they gave me my arms back, dusted me off, and marched me into a smallish gold room full of crucifixions and men in silly hats.
Sydney! Sydney, heaven be praised!
Hello, big brother!
Ah, but only by 5 minutes.
Oh, looks like 50 years, if you want to know the truth. I mean, what have you been doing to yourself, old boy?
Nothing much.
I mean to say, Greg, oh, darling, I spend my life wallowing in every indulgence, up to my knees in damp race courses every day, and I couldn't be lovelier. You've been at your best behaviour for 40 years, and you look like our granny, eh? Oh, devil looks after his own, right? Oh, sorry.
You're just the same. Same. This is my brother, Sydney.
Pleased to meet you. Oh, how do you do?
Last night, Sydney, I prayed harder than I have ever prayed before. I prayed for guidance, and the blessed Lord has sent you, Sydney.
No. He doesn't know me, honestly.
You are wrong, Sydney.
You should know, eh? Oh, listen. Orange cake.
Orange cake?
Yes. In the taxi this morning, it stopped at some traffic lights, and everything suddenly reeked of orange cake. I asked the driver where it was coming from, but they only speak Latin round here. Don't you remember?
What?
Our Mam's orange cake.
No.
Oh, yes, you do, with the hundreds and thousands on the top. Yes? Yes?
Yes! Yes, yes. Oh. I remember. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus, thank you.
Yes, I nearly cried myself. I can tell you, oh, very devout, our man, wasn't she? I expect that's where you get it from, eh? And cruel, let's be fair. She was quite horribly cruel, but only to me and the family pets.
Shall we stand for a few moments in silent prayer?
What? Eh? Oh. Yeah, all right.
Amen. You will stay, won't you, Sydney?
Hmm?
Here, with me.
Well, I don't know. I have business interests at home, you see, needing constant attention.
Oh.
With the turf, you know, I must keep up or lose all idea of form. I mean, where a horse is concerned, you have to know everything. Some things not enough.
I'm sure, yes. Oh, you know so much about the world, Sydney. I can see it in your eyes. You can, can't you? See it in his eyes.
I'm no mug, if that's what you mean.
Please, Sydney, stay and help me combat my unworthiness.
Oh, well, if you put it like that.
Tommaso!
Holy Father.
Sydney, this is Father Tartufare, one of the brightest young men in our curia. He will look after you.
How's Jicks?
I am much better, thank you.
Father Tartufare is recovering from an operation.
Oh.
Brain surgery.
Oh.
We rejoice that he has been spared. You won't wear him out, will you, Sydney?
Oh, no. Oh, Greg, one thing. You don't have a bit of spare cash, do you?
Hmm?
A few zillion of that lira stuff will suffice. I mean, just for pocket money. I came away in such a rush, and the banks were closed.
Of course, of course. Tartufari will look after you. Just ask him. He'll give you anything you need.
Anything?
How much pocket money did we get?
Oh, a threepenny bit a week. To share?
Yes, yes.
I had a moustache before it went up to sixpence.
This way. This way, please. Here we are.
I say, this is rather plush. All mine, is it?
Yes, sir.
Now, call me Collie, please. All the chaps do. This furniture's rather super. Frightfully modern.
Made by our finest Italian designers. Do you like it? If it is not to your taste...
Oh, yeah. These knees. Champion stuff. This is a chair, is it?
I have supervised this selection during my convalescence. I am doing only light work.
Oh, right. Oh, who's the Sinatra fan?
The Holy Father and myself. It is something we share from the older days.
Ah.
You?
What?
Frank Sinatra.
I'll take him or leave him.
I have installed the hi-fi myself. Shall I play a record for us?
Mm, go on, then.
Night and day.
Boom.
You are the one.
A tumor, was it?
Sorry?
Your operation.
Two tumors, I regret to say. A purple hot poker on each side of my head.
Ah, cheese. I've never been ill, you know, not even for a day, ever. But what do you think of that?
Most fortunate.
Still, your hair's growing back nicely.
Thank you, yes.
I wish mine would. Oh, is that the leaning tower of Pisa I can see?
It is in Pisa.
Hmm?
Pisa is far away, another city.
That's not it, then?
No.
Ah. All those rooftops. Makes you wonder what's going on underneath, what? Wonderful to be able to see in. Greg and I had a castle when we were kiddies. Toy one, you understand. And you could lift the roof off and see our soldiers standing about inside. Of course, God can, can't he?
I'm sorry?
Can see through rooftops.
You have faith, Collie.
Don't follow.
You believe in God?
What a silly question. I'm the Pope's brother, aren't I? Of course I do. Well, when I think about it.
There is an even better view from the bedroom. There is a balcony.
Ah. A four-poster. I've never slept in one of these before.
12 popes have died in that bed.
Oh. No ghost, I hope.
I don't think so. But then, I have not slept there.
Don't.
If you need me for any reason, I am just down the corridor, the gold door next to the Botticelli.
Botticelli? I've got it. Oh, that's a painting, isn't it? Just checking.
You must be very tired.
But wait, please. One thing. About Greg, the holy thing of me. He's all right, is he? He'd said he'd been ill.
He is well, thank you. Being a pope is proving a great strain upon his constitution, of course.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. I wouldn't do it. I'll see him later, shall I?
Tomorrow, at breakfast. I don't eat. Sister Bridget will show you the way.
Thanks. All flip. Hello? Hello? Maxie, is that you? Yes, yes, I'm in Rome. But, you know, staying with my brother. Look, could you read out the card for Newmarket this afternoon? Ah, right, yes. Look, I'll have a monkey on that, please. Yes, yes, on account.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Sydney. Sleep well?
Oh, like a dead horse, thank you. I say, you don't do bad, do you? What a spread. I mean, breakfast at home, I've two stale twiglets and a liquorice all sorts. Can they ever leave you alone, these decrepit bishops?
It seems not.
Morning. Good morning. Hey, look, I'm the only one here who isn't a bishop. You couldn't, could you?
Hmm? Pardon?
Well, maybe a bishop.
Don't want to be like the Borgias, do we?
Well, I should say that. Hmm?
I have thought of you every day, Sydney, all those years.
Oh,
I've often wanted to see you, but my life has been such a struggle with faith and illness and the great responsibilities the Lord has seen fit to bestow upon me. I did not wish to burden you.
You should have, old darling.
Sydney, I have just told you a lie. It's unforgivable. I must tell you the truth. I hope this doesn't hurt you in any way, Sydney, but I must speak what is in my heart.
Don't say it, Greg, please. I know. I'm a terrible lump. I must be dripping with sins.
You have been the great joy of my life.
Have I?
We are joined at the soul, you and I. You must have guessed it.
Well, there's a little soppy on me.
When I was in the monastery, quite a young man, it was a constant wonder to my superiors that I was so informed about the world and its ways. Although I never stepped outside our walls except perhaps to banish a cat I'd found in our vegetable gardens. I understood things that it was impossible for me to understand. Mere intuition couldn't account for it. No, it was your doing, Sydney.
What?
Everything you have felt in your wonderful busy life, the joy, pains, and sorrows, I have felt also. Something in me has lived your every moment. It has been the making of me, the greatest enrichment of my life, a gift beyond measure. But you, Sydney, have you really felt nothing of my struggle?
I'm an oaf, dear. I thought you knew.
You don't know yourself well enough, little brother. You are a most unique fellow.
I am. Of course I am.
With a gift for happiness that the whole world has need of.
Look, do you think you've been working too hard?
When you had your accident, I was so worried. I was unconscious myself, of course, but strangest thing, I was praying for you in my sleep.
Well, I've never had an accident.
3 years ago, September, you had a fall.
Fall? Oh, you mean that night I was blind drunk and got run over by a milk cart? Not a scratch. Miracle, mind you, they all said.
I was in hospital till Christmas. I have had a certain numbness in my back ever since.
It lost me, sorry.
That time at Ampleforth, the term before you were expelled.
Mm-hmm.
You were beaten up, remember?
When I put glue in that swat's desk.
But it was the wrong desk. It was that giant's desk. He dragged you into an empty classroom, gave you what for?
His best punches just bounced off me. I whacked him in submission with a stray cricket stump.
They found me flat out in the locker room same afternoon.
Sorry, it doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, Sydney, how could you not know? We are like the Corsican brothers, you and I. Twins in the Douglas Fairbanks picture. One is asleep in Corsica, and the other is wounded in a duel in Paris.
I'm sorry.
The sleeping one wakes up screaming, feeling his brother's hurt. We are like that. At least I am with you. When you were struck by that milk cart, I received the injuries.
Never.
Every time you catch a cold, I catch cold.
I've never had a cold.
Then I catch them for you.
Straight up? That's jolly decent of you. Oh, I'd have been more careful if I'd known, wrapped up in the cold and whatnot.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's the real reason I've kept out of contact with you. It would have ruined your life if you'd known.
it wouldn't have been your own life anymore. Do you understand, Sidney?
You really mean, if I poke myself with my fork like this, you can feel it?
Yes.
Oh, isn't life a wonder?
I felt I had to tell you now. God has brought you here to help me, Sidney. All our long entwined lives, he has been preparing us. Now our time of testing has arrived. Sidney?
I'm with you, really, yes.
Whatever goodness there is in me has flowed into you, Sidney, and made you the man you are, I'm sure of it. And your vitality, your Lebensfunk, has sparked in me and caused my bruised soul to rise. There must be no secrets between us, Sidney. Our lives are one.
Yeah. Yes, we must be one, mustn't we, come to think of it. I mean, at my end, I've had some rum moments in the past. Almost did some truly dreadful things, but something's always held me back. And I'll bet you're right, brother of mine. It was you all along, transmitting your big conscience into my little one, bobbing around in there like a warm duck in a cold bath.
Ah, Tommaso.
Good morning, Holy Father.
What have you got planned for my brother today?
A tour of the Eternal City, if he wishes.
Oh, spiffo.
See the Forum, the Colosseum, the Arch of Constantine. Then we have lunch in the Piazza Navona. Very nice restaurant. I ate there with great pleasure before I was ill. Then we visit churches, many, many churches. Santa Maria Maggiore, Santa Maria del Popolo, San Giovanni in Laterano, San Pietro in Vincoli. And we finish with a nice long walk around the Vatican Museum. I drive you around first, okay?
I'm all yours.
On our right, we have the mausoleum of the Emperor Augustus.
Yeah.
This is the Piazza del Popolo. You see here? Here we have the old gates of the city. In bygone times, it is here that the pilgrims entered Rome from the north.
All roads lead to Rome, eh?
That's right. We have here Santa Maria del Popolo and Santa Maria in Monte. Very beautiful. We shall see inside them another day.
Hey, Odorino! Ma che fai, non ti vedi? Che ti credi di fare? Ehi, ehi! Tu cerchi di ammazzarmi, eh? Di ammazzare il mio amico? Tu lo sai chi è? Ah! Va all'inferno, va all'inferno! Oh, ti ci mando io stesso, idiota! Idiota!
See that?
There's a bit of Irish in you.
What do you say?
No, no, I say there's a demon in you when you're roused.
Please, I apologize. Forgive me. Oh. I am supposed to stay calm. My operation, you understand. Oh. I am not quite the same. Here, we are driving down the Corso. It is the main shopping street of Rome.
Look, do you think we could stop a minute? A present for a friend at home, a pair of yellow pyjamas, silk. I mean, should be no trouble.
No trouble.
Oh, and a few oddments for myself. Nothing too expensive. You've a nice little wad on you, I suppose?
You enjoy?
Oh, exquisite, thank you. You don't think I might have some more, do you? Just a ladleful or two?
Mi scusi, per favore. Il mio amico ne vorrebbe ancora.
Why don't you have something yourself? I feel dreadfully guilty.
No, thank you. Signore, if you please.
Ask him to give my compliments to the chef, will you? Best feed I've had in years. I say, it's the best the feed I've had in years.
Thank you, signore.
Nice fellow, that reminds me of a bookmaker I named Taunton. Look, Tommy, you couldn't do something for me, could you?
Who is this, Tommy?
It's you, dear. I can't keep calling you father, can I? People would talk. Look, you couldn't dig me up a few books about God and things,
God and things? Oh, perhaps a Bible.
Yeah, thank you, a Bible, yes, I help. You see, I feel such a fool. I've nothing to talk to Greg about. I mean, I must think I'm a real plank. But I need something to gen me up on God, the angelic host, what it's all supposed to be about and why. Do you get my drift?
Yes, of course. You want some theological book.
That's the ticket. Nothing too brainy, mind you. Theo thingy gummy for beginners, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes. This evening I shall bring you what you need. A little book of my own, also, on this subject.
Oh, you write books, too?
It has been published in America. A very bad book, but it may be of some assistance.
Signore?
Ah, pudding. Oh, we had a lovely time. Saw everything, except the Mona Lisa. Missed that one.
bit spooky old Tommy, of course, at the best of times. Every 10 minutes or so, his head would twitch back on his neck, and it would look like his eyes were going to twang out on their strings. Wouldn't each? Never went to the toilet either. I was always going, but I'll get on with anyone, me. I rather liked him. Got back late after another feed, had a bit of supper with Greg. He told me what Pope had built, what bit of Rome. Then he remembered home and us, sitting back in our big gold chairs, looking at each other. Tears in our eyes. Silly old puffers, what? Still wasn't tired. Sat up on my four-poster, thumbing through some vile theology books Tommy had lent me. Tiny type on millions of pages. Sent me straight off. I distinctly remember I was having a dream about being at the seaside. We were holding hands and jumping when the waves came. Then a voice called to me.
Sydney. Sydney.
I knew it wasn't a dream because I came out of my dream to attend to it. I was in the four-poster, in the dark.
Is it you, Sydney?
Me? Me? Yes, this is me. Who are you?
This is Jesus, Sydney.
Jesus? You mean God?
If you prefer.
Oh.
You're not drunken, Sydney. This really is God talking to you.
Honest?
Honest.
Oh, you've made me wet the bed.
I am sorry if I frightened you, Sydney.
No, it's quite all right. It's my fault, I'm sure.
I have been watching you, Sydney.
Oh, well, just since I came here, always.
Always, Sydney.
Oh, dear. Oh.
You are one of my special people, Sydney.
Oh, me? Oh, no, surely not.
This is why I've made your brother the Pope.
Oh?
Someday, a new Bible shall be written with a chapter in it all about you, Sydney.
Oh, no, please.
I have important plans for you. You won't disappoint me, will you, Sydney?
Oh, no, sir.
But first, I must be sure of you, Sydney. There are some simple tests I wish you to do for me.
Oh, anything at all.
Until I inform you to cease, you shall eat of nothing but chocolate.
Chocolate?
Chocolate, Sydney.
Oh, yes. Milk or plain?
Both. Either, Sydney. I don't mind.
All right, sir. You can rely on me.
One more thing, Sydney.
Sir.
This is our secret. No one. Not even your brother must know that I have spoken to you. Do you promise me this?
It's going to be rather awkward.
Sydney?
Oh, my God, I promise.
Good night, Sydney.
Good night, Lord. I say, who'd have thought? Well, it didn't seem too difficult at first. I went along to this luxurious sweetie shop just outside the Vatican. Best customer I've ever had over the next few weeks. And everything looked jolly tempting. I've always liked chocolate. I mean, ask anyone. I'll eat anything. My first mistake was buying those big boxes. I didn't realize until I was back in my room, puzzling out what was inside what chocolate from one of those little paper guides with impossible drawings on it. Only chocolate, he'd said. And these had marzipan, fudge, strawberry centres. So I passed out the boxes to nuns I found in the corridors. Very grateful they were, too, and stuck to bars from then on. 30, 40 a day to start with.
I have never heard such lies in a confessional.
Eh?
Breathe through the grill, please. Breathe through the grill. I thought so. You have been drinking.
Only for courage.
It is the liquor making up this preposterous
story. No, honest. On my Auntie Betty's grave.
All my life I have prayed to God to show himself, to remove me from this jungle of confusion, this trickle pot of unbearable uncertainty. I have had no sign, nothing. I do not believe you.
Look, of course you don't believe me. Who would? But if I explain it all, you'll come around. I know you won't. Let me explain. Now, can I? Please? Please?
Continue.
Thank you so much. I did as I was told. I ate nothing but chocolate. But it's not the same in Italy as it is at home. It's almost claggy from the heat. Dreadful stuff.
Sydney?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still not hungry?
No, thank you.
Deary me. You've become as bad as Father Tartufare. Perhaps Italian food does not agree with you.
No, it's wonderful stuff. Not peckish, that's all.
I only say so because I've been feeling somewhat queasy myself just lately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it, brother of mine. I'll go for a long walk this afternoon. That should make you feel better.
Thank you, Sydney. Sydney?
Yes, Greg?
You haven't been eating chocolate, have you?
No.
What's that around your mouth, then? And on your shirt?
You've caught me.
Sydney?
You see, old darling, I looked at myself in the mirror last week, and what did I see? A hippopotamus. I'm on a diet, a chocolate-only diet. It's the latest thing in England.
No.
I've lost 2 stones already. Here. Go on.
Try some.
Food of the gods.
Thank you, no.
Go on.
I suddenly feel rather unwell.
Sydney. Sydney, it's Jesus, Sydney.
Yes. Oh, hello. I've been praying for you for days. I expect you were busy. This chocolate lark, it's just not on anymore, you know. I'm 100 weight fatter than I was, and it's made Greg ill.
You have passed the test, Sydney.
It's over, then?
It is over. I am very pleased with you, Sydney.
Thank you, Lord. A favour, pretty please?
Depends what it is, Sydney.
Well, I always wanted to know what you look like. You couldn't appear for me, could you?
No, Sydney.
You couldn't perhaps say who you look like. George Sanders, Scobie Breezy, one of the Beatles.
Sydney!
Sorry.
I have another test for you, Sydney.
Oh, no.
You will walk the length of the street known as the Corso. Do you know it?
Oh, yes. Well, that's not a hard one.
You are to do it naked, Sydney.
What? But it's over a mile, that street, and it's always jam-packed.
You heard me, Sydney.
Could I wear some swimming trunks, perhaps? I'm horrible when I'm stripped.
No, Sydney.
But it's ridiculous. Why would you ask me to do such a stupid thing?
I move in a mysterious way, my wonders to perform, Sydney.
Sorry, I forgot that.
You know what you must do, Sydney?
Yes.
Oh, Sydney. Our secret, remember?
You're the boss. I hope you're watching this, God. Because I'm not doing it again, whatever you do to me. Anyway, you'll be pleased to observe that I've outsmarted you. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's a rainstorm, not a soul about. I should make it to the other end, no trouble. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain, on a glorious feed. Ah, oh, God, they didn't see me, did they? No, I'm sure they didn't. But why must all these shops leave their lights blazing? Oh, God, I'm not even halfway yet. No, don't worry, madam, I'm not a pervert.
But I'm
doing it for a bet, honest.
He calls the check.
No,
oh, my God.
Hey, two. Hey, hippopotamo. Hippopotamo.
Greg, oh, darling. They said I could stay for a few minutes.
Oh, Sydney, it's you. With the light behind you, you look just like Cardinal Gapande. If for any reason you need someone to rely on, go and see Cardinal Gapande.
Bless you.
He is the most incorruptible man I know. He shall be the next pope.
Oh, make him wait, eh? Bless you.
Come here and sit on the bed. I don't bite.
Oh. So, what have you been doing to yourself, laddie?
Oh, I don't know. I've caught a chill.
I wonder how.
You all right?
Oh, yes.
I just got over that queasiness, and now this. Got to be careful, you see. There's a South American tour coming up, my first as pontiff.
Ah.
Got to give them a good show.
Bless you.
Yeah. Well, then, what shall we talk about?
How about the ontological argument?
The ontological argument, Sydney?
Yes, very special interest of mine.
I had no idea.
Oh, I'm something of a theologian in my own little way.
Aliquid coni hil maius cogitari possit. Anselm, the Prologian, chapter 2.
Oh, that, yeah.
Do you find it a convincing proof? This is very interesting.
A convincing proof? Well, to my mind, I was reading Farah Hockley on this subject just the other night, and I'd have to say in all honesty, yes, or rather, no.
Why is that, then?
Well, because I don't understand a word of it. If nothing can exist that is greater than the greatest thing that can possibly exist, and God is the greatest thing that can possibly exist, then, yes. Well. Well, you're onto a winner, aren't you? I suppose.
So you are convinced?
I should go care. What? Well, he's there anyway, isn't he? Whatever they say.
You have a simple faith, Sydney.
Is that good or bad?
It brings me great joy to see it, to feel it, little brother.
Bless you. Greg.
Yes, Sydney.
God does test us, doesn't he?
Yes, all the time.
And if God asked me to do something, let's just say I thought he was asking me to do something for him, I would have to do it, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Even if I thought it was silly or wrong?
He knows best.
If I imagine so. Sydney. Do you mind? I'm in the bath.
Oh, it's you. I've had three hot baths today, trying to get rid of Greg's chill for him. He catches my colds, you know. Hmm? Oh, of course you do. But it's all your fault. I very nearly ended up in prison because of you.
Are you criticizing me, Sydney?
No. Didn't mean to come across impertinent. Sorry.
I forgive you, Sydney.
Lord?
Yes, Sydney?
I suppose you know your voice is coming out of the toilet.
Yes, Sydney.
Sorry, none of my business.
I have a further test for you, Sydney.
Oh, not another one.
Yes, Sydney.
Oh, go on then, hit me.
You must have knowledge of the next woman you meet.
Knowledge?
Do you understand me, Sydney?
Oh, yes, I think so.
But I'm nearly 60. I've never been much of a ladies' man. Nobody has seen me stripped in 20 years till the other night.
Will you obey me, Sydney?
Oh, yes. If that's what you want, I'll try, I suppose.
But what if she won't?
She will be willing, Sydney.
Cool.
Goodbye, Sydney. Our secret. Remember?
Wait! The next woman I see, that'll be Sister Bridget bringing me my morning cuppa. Not Sister Bridget. She's 300 years old. I'm a star. She's bushier than mine.
Collie, are you locked in, Collie?
I'm hiding.
Who from?
Sister Bridget. She's not there, is she?
No.
Sure?
I can't see her. Shall I fetch her for you?
No! Tommy, no. All right, I'll let you in. I've been hiding in here all night, just in case. I mustn't see Sister Bridget. I mustn't. Do you understand?
You and your games, Collie. Please, you must meet my sister. She has arrived from America today.
Your sister? She's a woman, is she? Grown up and everything?
She is 23.
But not a nun?
No!
And very beautiful, am I right?
You hurry, get dressed, okay? And you shall see. We have coffee waiting for you in my room, okay?
She's there now, is she?
She is waiting to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Next to the Botticelli, is it? The trouble is, I don't know Botticelli from an egg sandwich.
Oh, Sister Bridget, oh, my God. In you came. Whew, my... Oh. Oh. Hello.
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 Good morning.
Is something wrong?
No. Just Sister Bridget. She was coming down the corridor, but I escaped.
Claudia Tartufari. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, charmed. Oh, charmed.
I'm sure we shall be great friends.
Oh, I'm sure.
I have coffee and biscuits, okay? Sit down, please.
Thank you. Yes.
Comfortable.
Thank you. Yes. Where's,
Tommaso was called away.
Oh, yeah. What? Away?
A phone call, just now. He sends his apologies. An important discovery in Spoleto. Some manuscripts.
Oh?
Proving one of his theories, he says.
Thank you. He hasn't gone, has he?
To Spoleto? Yes. He'll be back in the morning.
In the morning? Oh, dear.
I'll talk after you.
Oh, dear.
Of course, if my company is so objectionable.
No. You're lovely. I mean, really. And you're nothing like a nun, are you?
What can you mean by that, Mr. Collier?
Well, actually, you're the first person who isn't a pope or an abbess that I've spoken to since I came here last month.
They're very stuffy, aren't they?
Oh, they don't know how to enjoy themselves.
But we do, don't we?
What?
Know how to enjoy ourselves, okay? Okay.
I can't remember when I've enjoyed a day so much. Thank you, Claudia.
Are you teasing me again, Colin?
Oh, no, I mean, I feel young again. And I have a feeling that the best is yet to come.
Do you think so?
Sure, why not?
Oh, it's very beautiful here.
The Borghese Gardens is my favorite place in all the world.
Did you come and play here as a child?
No, especially at this time of day, just as the sun is going down. Soon it will be dark. Do you love the night, Collie?
You know, you're awfully like your brother. Same eyes, nose, everything. I mean, what you said just then, it could have almost been him. Now, Greg and I...
We are not at all alike!
But you are!
We are not alike, we are not!
All right, so you're not? I mean, who cares?
Tommaso, he is very changed since his operation. He is not the same man at all.
Well, he seems much better, though. I mean, in the short time I've known him.
It's cruel.
Cruel?
Collie, my brother cannot live much longer. Those tumors, they took some out. But his head is still full of them.
Oh, no one said it. He knows himself, does he? Oh, I'm very sorry, dear.
Soon he will not be here for me to love.
Oh, I'll speak to God about it. I pray, I mean.
I have so much love to give. I am bursting with love. Collie.
Hmm?
Kiss me.
I am...
Please.
Don't you have any boyfriends of your own age? I'm terribly ugly, dear. You are...
Oh, I'm so glad that you are here with me. You will never leave me, will you? Promise.
Oh, promise.
Does your heart beat faster?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, much faster.
As if I'd won the derby. Oh, not the jockey.
How? What was that?
It's just someone on his rolling skates. I know what we can do.
What? What?
I'll be right back.
Oh, she's just too gorgeous. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this one.
Here we are, Collie. Those men over there, can you allow us to borrow their skates?
Yes, but I've never... Look, what are you doing? Look, really, Claudia, sweetie, this isn't a good idea.
What big feet you've got, Collie. There. Now, just hold on to the lamppost while I put mine on.
Oh.
Already.
I'm not moving. I'm staying right here.
Give me your hands, Collie. You want to be my hero, don't you?
You're not. Let me go. Please.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. It's like flying. I said, don't let go. Gloria! Gloria! Help!
Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
Oh, good job that ice cream cart was in the way. I'd have gone right down those steps.
Oh, my hero. Oh,
do you know, 400 popes have died in this bed.
Oh, what else I wonder.
Oh, you little minx. Oh, didn't do it badly, did I?
Want to try again?
Why? Oh, God, I don't think I could, dear.
Collie, do you know why people hate the Jews?
Mm?
Because God was a Jew.
God's English. I happen to know because he spoke...
Oh. We are right to hate the Jews because we all of us hate God, our heavenly Father. Everyone hates their Father, earthly, heavenly. It's all in Freud, if you look.
I see. This is hardly the time. Oh, I see. Well, I can talk about the ontological argument, if you like. I mean, if that's what gets you going. There's someone in the living room.
Cindy? Cindy?
God, it's my brother. Please be quiet, girl.
Cindy, there you are. We missed you at dinner tonight. You're in bed very early. Are you feeling well? You must be. I've never felt better in my whole life.
Really?
It's having you here, I'm sure. Some palpitations earlier, yes. But now I feel all alive and tingly. Sydney? Sydney, this is an evil thing you have done. Who is this girl?
Claudia, cover yourself up, will you? This is my brother, Gregory, the 16th...
17.
Greg, this is Claudia, Father Tatufali's sister.
Oh, I can see I have been mistaken about you, Sydney. About everything.
Greg! Greg! Oh, damn! Oh, for God's sake, shut up. Claudia. Claudia.
Sydney. Sydney.
Hmm? Eh?
Sydney.
Oh, I shouldn't talk to you at all.
Come, Sydney.
Fiddling with a chap's feelings. They've sent her back to America.
I am sorry, Sydney.
Yes, I'll bet. A proper old fool I've made of myself, with your holy help. Greg's gone all Catholic on me. Nicer than ever, but with that hurt look in his eyes. And he's ill. My broken heart is making him ill. And Sister Bridget is behaving very oddly. And Tommy, poor Tommy. Look, about Father Tartufari, I've done plenty for you, old darling. You couldn't magic away his tumours, could you? His head's full of them, I'm told.
Very well, Sidney, they are gone.
What? What, just like that, gone?
Gone, Sidney.
I say you are a marvel.
I am what I am, Sidney. There is a final test, Sidney. One more test.
All right, fire away, I'm game.
If you are successful in this, Sidney, then everything shall be yours. All that I have planned for you in my great design.
Oh, go on, go on.
I wish you to kill Father Tartufari.
You heard me, Sidney.
No, I heard it wrong.
I said that I wish you to kill Father Tartufari.
But how can you ask me such a thing? I mean, you saved his life just a moment ago, and now it's too horrible. No. No, I won't do it.
The whole world shall be yours, Sidney, if you will do this for me. You will never die. Constant joy shall be yours.
No. No.
Everything a man could want, Sidney. A great house in the Berkshire Downs. Stables full of the fleetest horses.
Claudia?
Claudia, Sidney. Well, Sidney?
Oh, I don't know.
My plans for everyone depend on this, Sidney. A world without pain, without illness, a world without malice or trickery. It will be certain eternal happiness for everyone in the world if you will only kill Tartufari. Sidney?
All right, then. You know best.
Thank you. Thank you, Sidney. Good night, Sidney.
Sandra, another bottle, Lenny.
I can't drink any more, Collie, please. Okay.
No, but we must celebrate. Tell me that. Sandra, come here. Well, tell Sandra. Go on.
Sandra, I was ill. Now I am well. I was dying and now I am cured. I was lost, but now I am found.
Oh, he's the
thank you all, one and all.
Here he is, oh. Two miracles.
Oh. It really is a miracle, Collie. The doctors, they x-ray me twice. They cannot believe what they see. One was disappointed. An atheist, I think.
Serves him right.
You know, oh, you know, somehow, my fat English friend, I think I am owing it all to you.
Oh, toss. Well, have another green thing. I've had 12 already. Oh, unless it was the same one 12 times.
Save it for me.
God is in his heaven and everything is right.
I'll get off. Steady on, old lad.
You're my friend, aren't you, Tommy? I wouldn't hurt you. You know that. You'll understand. Eh, sweetie?
Sister Bridget! Sister Bridget!
Collie! One of my feet has come off.
That's a shoe. There's no foot in it.
Oh, it must have been all those x-rays. The doctor, he hated me. I couldn't...
Yes, I have become little fella. Uncle Collie will carry you to Betty Bice. I don't know how I did it, except to say that I thought it might be like in the Bible where what's-his-name is told to kill his kid in. He's about to do it for him, and God suddenly says, don't bother. My heart was banging in my ears, sobering me up, bang after bang. I put the pillow over his face and sat on it. I didn't think he'd move at all. He was so sloshed. Don't worry. Oh, my dear, it's so darling. It'll all be over soon. I'll be waiting for you. The popes and St. Francis and all that crowd. That explains. You're not hate, old Collie. Not then. Not this. When I took the pillow off him, it was the most hateful expression I've ever seen on a man's face. Far worse than Dickie Bimlott's when he lost all his dash on the oaks and waddled off to the bog with a razor blade. I couldn't look. I find myself staring at the record rack beside his lovely high five and thinking, he'll never hear Frank Sinatra again. Poor dear. If I've dashed back to my own room to be sick.
And distinguish
all cigarettes. Buongiorno, buonasera,
Hi, Greg. Still invited, am I?
Sydney, where have you been?
Look, I've never actually, as such, been up in one of these things before. I'm awfully scared.
So that's what it is. I spent all night hanging over my sink. I thought you'd been on a binge, Sydney. But it seems I have misjudged you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I can see you are frightened. You've been very brave coming here today. Come now, strap yourself in.
Oh, excuse. It doesn't reach.
My heart, too. They would have made me cancel the trip if I told them. It was beating in my ears all night.
Oh, it moved.
Calm yourself, Sydney. We'll soon get used to it. In South America, we'll be doing heaps of flying.
Heaps?
Now, will you read one of my speeches for me and tell me what you think? We're not going to be sick again, are we?
No. I've been silly. Nothing can happen to me. He promised.
A barley sugar, Sydney, for the takeoff. Your ears.
What?
Who promised?
He'll not mind. He'll not mind if I tell you. Not now.
Who is this, Sydney?
God. Jesus. Him. He's been speaking to me.
Sydney?
He has plans for me. Important plans. A chapter in the Bible. All to myself. I've been undergoing a series of tests, you understand. That's why I had that nookie with... Oh, my... Father Tatuvali's sister. He told me to.
He told you to?
God did. There's a test.
I see.
Other things, too. That chocolate business...
Your sense of humour defeats me, Sydney. I had hoped that Father Tatuvali's company might have brought some gravity to your behaviour. Where is Father Tatuvali? Oh, look. There he is. He's missed the plane.
No, that's not him.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's Sister Bridget with him. Wave, Sydney, wave.
We must stop the plane.
It's too late, Sydney. Sit down.
We must.
The father will get another plane.
You don't understand. Let me off this thing. Help!
Wonderful, no?
Sorry?
Nuestro Papa, the Pope, he make the people so happy. Look at all the big smiles. I am most happy of all. Today, everyone is here. The revolutionaries, they come down from the mountains. My men, they catch them.
Well, which general are you? Are you the one who hangs people upside down over hot coals, or are you the one who buries them in a bag full of monkeys?
No, you know me. Hot coals is this general here.
Oh, how do you do?
Monkeys. Him standing next to the Pope.
They look such gentle souls.
I joke you, eh? Big joke. We have nothing bad like that here. Everyone happy here all the time. Hey, where are you, Bishop of?
Aintree.
Where that?
He's on the moon. Ah, excuse me, I've just seen someone I know.
Hello, Carly.
Tommy, old lad, you're all right, are you?
Marvelous, isn't it? I've never seen so many people, not even in St. Peter's Square.
It's like coming home with the national winner.
I can't hear you. That was quite a celebration we had.
I don't remember a thing, sorry.
Me neither. We weren't too naughty, I hope.
Don't fret yourself. I rubbed the moustaches off the Botticelli.
Sorry?
I rubbed the moustaches off. What did Claudia say?
Who?
Claudia.
Sorry?
Your sister, you nit, when you told her the good news about you being better.
Oh, she was pleased.
Yes. She loves you very much. You're very lucky.
He gave me a conceited little wink. Something about that wink shocked me. I don't know if Claudia had winked like that, or maybe it suggested that they were more than just brother and sister, that he'd done to her what I did with her. I hated him for that wink, and hated him because he'd had the impertinence to be alive when I'd gone to all the pain and trouble of killing him. But he wasn't going to get away with it. I decided there and then, under that statue of Simon Bolivar, that I'd finish my job on him the next chance I got. We were staying in a presidential palace, full of pictures of that dreadful man, and everywhere those vicious little soldiers armed to the teeth. Tatuvali and myself had rooms on the same floor, with a soldier on guard every few yards. Greg was feeding off, so he wouldn't let me eat any of the feast in case I made him ill, you see. And I can't abide speeches, especially in Spanish. So I went upstairs with a bottle and a coconut to watch the festivities from my balcony. Now, all the titty soldiers in all the titty chairs were fast asleep. I went up to the one who was snoring the loudest, unbuttoned his holster, put the gun out, and went up to Tartufari's door. I put my bottle and my coconut down and went in. There was a breeze. The white curtain filled the room like a sail. Tartufari was suffering from jet lag. He'd been there since five, was all scrunched up, with a pillow over his head to keep out the noise of the festivities. I was quite cold. My heart was hardly beating at all. I waited for some particularly loud firecrackers to pop. Then I shot it. I put the gun back in its place and spent half an hour in my room trying to open the coconut. I was rather pleased with myself. I'd been James Bondish, and I'd done God's will. Then the telephone rang. It was Cardinal Wozniewski, saying that Greg was feeling poorly and wanted to speak to me. So I went down. I stole a soldier's hat on the way. I thought it might amuse Greg. Our dad had beaten hell out of him when he wouldn't join the army, you know. I knocked on the door, and they were a long time in answering it. I was about to naff off when it opened. It was Tartufari.
Colly, at last! The Holy Father has had a mild heart attack. Okay, now!
Oh, I bolted the gate, oh darling. I ran like five red rums sewn together. I don't know where I got the energy from. I was halfway down a massive stairway when I ran into El Presidente and all his generals coming up. I skittled the lot. So then I hightailed it back to my room, sucked my bottle for a bit, and took things out on the coconut. But, of course, there was Tartufari's room. I'd forgotten all about that. And it was his room. I knew definitely his room. I went back in. The breeze had died down. Oh, it was very hot. I turned on the bedside light, and all the lights in the room came on. My old mate, Pajamas, was in the bed, full of holes, bloodified, wearing the silk pajamas I brought him in Rome. But Pajamas?
Thank you for the jams, Collie. Handsome.
But how did you get here? You silly thing. This is South America, you know.
I'll be late for the dog.
Pajamas! Pajamas! No! This makes no sense at all! Pajamas! Pajamas! The shock went straight through me into Greg. It made his mild heart attack into a massive one. They had to call off the rest of the tour, as you know. We came home. They wouldn't let me see him. I was in a daze. I found some chocolate bars in a drawer, scoffed the lot, and then I fell asleep. It was dark when I woke up.
Sydney. Sydney.
But I didn't answer that time. I'd been having thoughts. I got up and walked into the living room. Little green lights suddenly went up and down on the hi-fi.
Sydney. Sydney.
I walked down the corridor, past the Botticelli, and like a mad horse, I kicked open the door. Tartufari was sitting in front of his hi-fi, headphones over his fluffy hair, microphone in his hand.
Good evening, Sydney. Any requests? I did it my way.
You mean there's no God? There never has been?
No, Sydney.
You little bastard, you filthy, slimy cheat. It was you all the time.
That's right, Sydney.
The chocolate, the street, the sex, the Claudia, killing you. It was all to get a Greg through me.
The penny it has a drop.
Yeah, I worked it out in South America, actually. I couldn't get myself to admit I'd been such a fool. It didn't quite add up. It still doesn't. About pajamas, I mean, how did you...
I thought you said you had worked it all out, Sydney.
How can you hate Greg so much? He's the finest man ever breathed. What can he have done to make you hate him so much?
I want to be Pope, Sydney.
You've as much chance of being elected Pope as I have.
That is where you are wrong, Sydney.
You're not even a cardinal. You're mad. It was the brain tumors you had. They made you do it now. No, I'm forgetting. You've still got them, haven't you, hey? Oh, good, good, good. Oh, look. Oh, look. There's not the remotest chance that Claudia was in on this. She wasn't, was she?
Who is Claudia?
Your sister, damn you!
But I have no sister, Sydney.
What? What?
I'm so glad that you are here, Colly. Promise me you will never leave me.
You won't believe this, but he changed. Right in front of my eyes, into Claudia. Stark naked, flowers in her hair. So beautiful, blowing kisses. I wanted to hold her before it dawned. I never, ever did see them together in one place. I should have guessed something was dodgy.
Pity about that ice cream cart, old darling, or you would have gone bumpity-bumpity-bumpity all the way down those steps.
Then he was pajamas, drenched in blood, dancing with, what do you call those things? A castanet.
Hiya, Collie, mate. You want a sure thing? I'll tell you a sure thing. Next pope. Come on, I'll whisper.
You're not pajamas, you devil. Pajamas is dead. Or is he? I don't know.
Properly this time.
I had him by the neck, was pulling his new hair out in great greasy lumps, but suddenly he wasn't there. He was hanging off a picture on the other side on the room. He may have even been in the picture, running through classical ruins like a diabolical Charlie Chaplin. Then he burst out. He was all in the room, everything squeaking and yelling like a bat, like a clockwork bat, around and around. I was dizzy, my mouth was full of chocolate. He was on all sides at once. I swiped and swiped, hit him and hit him. Knockabout punches there were, but the room was full of him, dozens of him, and Claudia, stretching, and then horses. Horses coming along bends and jumping over me, boxing my ears with their hooves. And Tatu Fong was riding them all with a huge, mad face and purple hot horns all over his head. He scooped me up. I was drenched in chocolate. And he flung me over the horse like a body that a sheriff brings into town. And the horse rose up and dived through the window. Since that window! Next thing, I was falling high in the sky with all of Rome below me. I could see Tatu Fari on his horse on the top of St. Peter's, laughing his head off, waving like an old friend. I landed on the Palatine Hill, just behind the Colosseum, in a big pool of runny chocolate. Not a scratch on me, just chocolate. Since then, I've been wandering about and looking for you. It's been hell. It really has. Cars keep bearing off at me. I keep finding scorpions in my pockets. That's a horrible thing now, isn't it? He's determined to get me. Absolutely determined he is. But you'll help me, won't you? Cardinal Lico Bandi. You'll tell me what to do. Exercise, Tatu Fari. Can we do that?
You are a very foolish man, Sidney.
Yes, I know. I know.
A question.
Anything.
Is there some common denominator to his disguises? I mean, would you recognize him?
Oh, yes. Now I'm wise to it. He's tried dozens of disguises these past few days. No, he'll not fool me again. That ontological, theological argument thing, I can't stop myself thinking about it. I mean, if God's so great, how can he allow Tatu Fari to do this to me? I've been good lately. A saint. I did everything I was told. I shouldn't have, should I? That's the heart of it. Not when there's only evil in the world. Of course, Cardinal Lucobandi, you all say that if there's paradise to come, a little toothache now, I mean, who can complain? But I'm a little plastic duck in a boiling ocean. And it's never going to be any different, is it? And when I persuade myself that I haven't actually been talking to God himself these past weeks, I feel so empty that I call out to him in such a big prayer. But, well, of course, is there somewhere I can rest? I feel suddenly lighter, as if I'm not myself anymore. I feel awful. My nose is stuffed up. I've never had a cold before. Oh, and my joints.
I know what it is, Sidney.
Oh, new strain going round, is there?
Your brother has just died, Sidney.
Died?
Moments ago. It will be announced soon.
His heart, I suppose.
Actually, the result of a fall some days previously. From a great height. Although it seems he never left his apartments. All his bones broken, every last one. And dying slowly. Until moments ago.
Hold on. Moments ago. You said moments ago. How can you? No. He died moments ago. You've been in here with me.
Here, there, everywhere, Sidney.
Oh, God!
Sid? Sid?
Greg? Sid, where are you? No more tricks.
It's me, Sid.
I can't see you. Where are you?
Gone, Sid.
Gone?
Gone. Do you remember that treehouse we had, little brother?
Look, he's after me. What shall I do?
That's where I am, the treehouse. All our comics are still here. Come on up, Sidney.
No, no. I don't want to be dead.
I can see for miles. Dad and Mam are in the garden. Auntie Betty is at the kitchen window. She's baking, Sid. We can have some later.
You sent me to Cardinal Little Pandy, you great nit. Please, Tartufari. Everybody might be Tartufari for all I know. You know what he did to us, don't you? You know what's happened here?
It doesn't matter, Sidney. Hurry along, lad. Hurry along.
This nunnery of yours, Sister Bridget, they'll take me in, will they? They will. Even though I'm not a woman, they'll not slip anything off. Hmm?
Oh, good. And we'll be safe. Really safe.
Will I ever see another outsider romp home, do you think? Hmm? Hmm? You must have been to at least one of the Irish courses when you were a girl. Eh? Eh?
I say, this would have been a lot easier if you hadn't taken that vow of silence.
Shut your blather and put your back into it.
In The Pope's Brother, Il Fratello del Papa, by Steve Walker, Dinsdale Landon was Sidney, Ben Omukwe Cardinal Engupande, John Bull Pyjamas and the Junta General, with Jenny Howe as Claudia. Dennis Hawthorne was Pope Gregory, Henry Goodman Tartufari, and David Bannerman, God. Other parts were played by Vincent Brimble and Jenny Howe. Technical presentation was by Wilfred Acosta. The play was directed by Peter Kavanagh.